Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
That's how you do it right there. You request Iron Maiden, you get money for coats for kids.
Yeah, man. Well, I also requested a good song.
That's what I'm saying.
And it's a song about my family. You. Most people don't know that.
Jason donated 20 bucks. That puts a brand new coat on a kid in need.
But run to the hills. Second when you said it, yeah.
Philip donated $204.
Oh, nice.
Robert with $100. Van Scooter Shackelford with $100. Adam Landis with $100. Heather with 20, Brandon with $169.
I dig it, man.
We are getting closer to that goal. Please give what you can now, KISW.com. The goal is 2,500 new coats for kids in need in Washington.
I might donate money, A, to help out the children. B, just to hear some Michael McDonald.
Oh, that's
strong, dude.
We can do that.
What a fool believes.
The Megan donation pick.
We can do that. Oh, let's see. It is the end of year spectacular. Mike, which direction are we headed now?
Yeah, it's time to hit up the vault. You know what? I feel like cracking that bad boy open. I'm going to take you all the way, 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 way back to last year when Thrill was trying to give an extra little shout for the shot of the day for a dedicated listener that had unfortunately passed away.
Why is that here?
Well, you completely fumbled the ball. That's why that's here.
Nobody likes doing eulogies. I already feel bad.
Is this the one where I couldn't keep it together?
That's right. Yeah, you absolutely. I feel like this happened a couple times because we got, you remember, Ted during TV time one time was reading
Tinky Winky. That was a tough one.
And that was an absolute terrible sell. And now we've got Thrill with a terrible eulogy. Miles, you and I are next up on the chopping block here, man.
Okay. Let's go back in time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, first of all, just a quick shout out to one of our fans who recently passed, One Eyed Dick, One Eyed Dave.
Say that one more time, please.
One Eyed Dave is a listener of ours that recently passed. He's been a loyal listener to the show for a long time. So first, I just want to do that tribute. But today,
we toast.
That was so smooth.
I'm so sorry. I had to dump it.
I totally
misread. Oh, you dumped it.
I dumped it.
Yeah, oh, God.
I'm just saying, like, we are not laughing at the situation.
No, we're not
this
laughing.
This is like the worst shout out that we've done in a while.
I know.
So sorry.
And we just got a text from our buddy.
Right. We got
who's has that name.
And I literally just read his text before I got it.
Jeez.
So sorry. Today,
Oh my god,
this sounds worse than it is.
Oh my god,
I'm sweating now.
Jesus, do you have a towel?
My bad, man.
Oh my god.
Today we toast 38-year-old Hugh, a manatee at the Moat Marine Laboratory and Aquarium in Sarasota, Florida. Now, he'd been a resident at the aquarium along with his brother, Buffett. Sadly, Hugh recently died unexpectedly. Now, officials found him unconscious at the bottom of a pool. They performed an autopsy and discovered that Hugh had a 14.5 centimeter, almost 6-inch tear in the ventral walls of his colon. So how did that happen? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to sugarcoat this. Hugh died after his bigger brother, Buffett, sodomized him all day. That's not a joke. Officials called it, quote, high-intensity sex. Some people call it pushing the trolley, shuttle docking, or or exit pulling. Call it whatever you want, but Hugh died of injuries from anal sex with his brother. Now, whatever might be going through your head, I do want to say the one expert did put it best. He said, quote, manatees are not meticulous about who the partners are. Apparently,
not meticulous.
So, as the story goes, Hugh and his brother Buffett, they were manatees at this aquarium. They knew that it was, quote unquote, mating season, whatever the case might be, so they get a lot more aggressive. But Buffett had no one else to mate with, so Buffett looked at his brother, said, I'm getting up in that. And apparently this went all day long. I mean, it's railroading his little brother, all right? But then the last time they did their business was in a pool, and Buffett swam away. They did not understand why Hugh was still sitting at the bottom of the pool unresponsive. They pulled him up. They did the autopsy, and that's when they realized he got sodomized to death over the course of a day.
And do you think Hugh was okay with this?
Well, that's the thing. They said they observed it happening all day, but they did not intervene because Hugh never showed signs of distress or it being bad and did not try to fight away. God, it sounds bad. His brother. But in the end, the brother just couldn't get enough. And Hugh died as a result of being sodomized by his brother.
All right, what did I say earlier today? This is the only story I've ever heard about dying while having sex that is awful.
Yeah.
And not cool.
This is as bad as it gets. And all of us had to read the story twice because we could not believe what we were reading. Anyway, to poor Hugh, 38 years.
Damn it, Buffett.
Before your brother shagged you to death.
Buffett! Stop it.
So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
That whole thing is awful.
Mm. You
terrible.
Actually went on with that shot of the day.
After the listener died. Looking back, I could have made a better decision, but that was the shot of the day, man. I didn't expect to have to eulogize someone and then go to...
First you trip out of the gate, insult the man.
Well, I mean, it's true.
And then go to Hugh the Manatee.
It could have been his nickname.
Oh, criminy.
Okay. All right. What do we got now?
So we're going to switch our gears here. From time to time on the game known as Big Dummy, we get people that are a little bit on the inebriated side. Sometimes we get a little bit of somebody that's just kind of on the strange side. And then one of my favorites is our, at least in contention for caller of the year, was a listener by the name of Nick. Now, Nick, she likes to believe that she knows about a certain subject, but it turns out she doesn't know near as much as she thinks that she does.
Okay, let's go back in time.
Dave is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. Get over here, snake.
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, hi.
Hola.
Hola, Nick. Bitch, hola.
Nick, are you sober or not sober?
I am halfway sober. How about that?
All right, Nick, not sober.
Oh, your full name's Nicole.
Oh, Nicole.
It's Nick.
It's Nick.
No, we got, I know, look.
Nicole, Nikki.
No, we get it. We get it. Just when you say Nick, we just expected to hear a guy.
My brother's
you
name.
Popped
so
on.
You thought it was going to be a guy?
Well, yeah, you go by Nick. Like, a lot of Samanthas go by Sam, but right. I don't know a lot of Nicoles that are like, call me Nick.
Right.
All right,
well,
Nick.
Well, Nicole is like a business, and Nick is cool.
Right. Nick, that's what they call you at the bar.
Well, thank God we got cool Nick. All right, you're going to poop your pants there, Nick. Concert, first dinner date, Disneyland, or a sporting event?
What is the question?
You're going to poop your pants. Pick a location. Concert, first dinner date, Disneyland, or sporting event?
Oh. I'm trying to figure out what is the closest place to poop.
I don't know the proximity has anything to do with it because you've already pooped your pants. Yeah. At that point,
you just poop your pants?
That's the question.
Yeah, you've already pooped your pants.
Where is the
that
location
has happened.
You did it?
Yeah.
Is it a concert? A first dinner date? Disneyland?
Restaurant. Then you can run to the bathroom and, like, try to, you know.
Okay.
No, we know.
Right. Yeah.
Or at least we assume. All right. Your question, in the nursery rhyme, what line comes after Mary, Mary, quite contrary?
Mary, Mary, quite contrary. Oh.
Why are your fingers so long? That is not it.
Mary, Mary, quite contrary.
Did you just ask your pants?
You lose your pants and be merry.
Sitting,
no, I don't
is it
know.
Sitting on tufts and something?
No,
how does
no.
your garden grow?
Yeah. How does your garden grow?
Mm-hmm.
Does she ever answer, by the way? That's
I don't know, but yeah, it sounds like the lamest pickup line. Hey, baby, how's your garden grow?
The next line is.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Very, very, quite, Jesus, quite contrary.
Yeah, you say it, bud.
I just tried. Nick.
Mary, Mary, quite contrary, how does your garden grow? Was Silver Bells and Cockle Shells and Pretty Maids all in a row. Yep.
I'm impressed, Mary.
Oh, boy.
I know smart stuff.
Stuff goes in handy.
Stuff you get when you get schooled.
give me like a verse of Van Halen. I'll kick your ass.
Okay. All right.
Hey, easy.
Hey, Nick's getting paid. This is Bar Nick.
Jesus. All right, Nick, how does Unchained start?
Unchained Melody?
No, Van Halen. Unchained. You said you know every verse.
Oh, my God. Now.
You get the first line right, I'll give it to you.
Name of the. I'm saying like 78.
Oh, yes. Well, Fair Warning was 79. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ask me any Van Halen and I'll kick your ass. Well, not that one. All right, women and children first.
Okay, give me another one. Come
and the
on,
Cradle
man.
Will Rock.
What?
And the Cradle Will Rock.
And the Cradle Will Rock.
I'd be glad if you pooped on our first date. I have a feeling that's exactly.
Get me out of here.
I have to tell you, I have a brain that when you put me under pressure, I get frozen.
You just said that if he were to ask you.
When the Cradle or Rock.
Yeah.
The. Oh, damn. You gotta sing it to me and then.
And
I'll,
then you can repeat what you said to get the answer right. Never said that word.
Shut up.
Come on.
Okay, try me again.
No. We're going to ask you a question.
No.
We're done with Van Halen. You obviously don't know it.
All right, Nick, here is your question. What fluid...
Why are those guys laughing in the background? Do they think I'm funny?
Sort of, just not in the way you would hope.
Yeah.
What kind of fluid is stored in the gallbladder?
No, it's in the bladder.
No, pee is in your bladder. What is in your gallbladder?
The gallbladder takes on the residue of the bladder, which is that... I don't know that stuff.
Bile.
Green stuff. The bile.
Bile.
That's it.
If I yell it right after you say it, I got it right. What's your name? Ted.
Ted!
I knew it.
I was right.
Oh, boy.
Was that right?
No.
About the bile?
Yeah, you're so right.
Sort of. You know what? I'm trying to give it to you.
Yeah,
let's try one more.
I can't do it anymore.
All right, let's go.
She was just so arrogant about stuff she didn't know.
Ask me any Van Halen song to kick your ass.
Kick your ass.
Unchained, not that one. Women and Children first. Give me a different one.
Running with the Devil. If you sing it to me, man.
I'll get it.
Why is the guy laughing at me? Well,
we might hear her again.
Oh, no.
Hear her again, we
yeah.
did.
Yeah. I know everything.
Yeah.
You don't know crap.
You don't know a damn thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
All it's here. Real quick, as far as coats for kids, we've got a couple extra donations real fast here. Dennis gave $69.
Yeah, let's go.
Alan gave $50. Another Alan gave $20. Jason gave $20. We have an anonymous donation for $100. Right now, as it stands, we are sitting at...
Page is refreshing.
Is that what
28,500. There we go.
That means, as of right now, we're $22,000 short.
We got some work to do, man.
We do have some work to do. Please donate what you can right now. KISW.com. It is Coats for Kids Day. Again, $20. That's a brand new American-made coat for one of 2,500 kids in the area in need.
And if you bribe us, we just might play a song you want to hear.
That's right.
Okay.
It is our end-of-year spectacular. Where are we headed this time?
Well, you know, Miles, us being in the business of the spoken word, from time to time, the spoken word betrays us. And sometimes as we're reading off of a piece of paper, we can kind of flub words a little bit. So, Miles, you get the award for Word Slip of the Year for this next clip.
Word Slip of the Year.
Word Slip. Okay.
Huh. Okay. We go back in time.
Time.
Four. Snakes pop up in toilets very often. Based on the story that we just read, there's an Israeli man. He was bitten on the penis by a snake. A Staten Island man was brushing his teeth when he saw a king snake in his toilet. In Mumbai, a family got a 6-foot cobra that was coming out of their toilet like it would a wicker basket.
I will bite your ass if you sit down.
And a black woman found a black snake in her commode when she sat up.
Why did they have to say she was black?
I know. And a black woman.
The snake.
You said a black woman found a black snake.
No, no, no. Pennsylvania woman found a black snake.
Oh. All right.
Well, there's black women
that's
in
what
Pennsylvania.
I heard too.
No, but it's just like, why
oh,
would they
Oh, no,
ask?
No. You ain't going to be in my toilet. You best get your ass up out of here.
Don't touch my hair.
Who wrote that article?
Snake touched her and she beat it.
You don't generally go for the white toilet.
It was fine around the butt.
Like black snakes only go in black toilets?
Yeah. Yeah. They only bite black.
What is this, the 60s?
Makes you feel better. You just put it in there as opposed to them typing it out like,
I'm a black woman. That's right. She found a black snake in the toilet. And she said, I ain't having that.
Didn't really say a black woman.
You said a black woman
in Pennsylvania found a black snake.
No, you didn't.
I was like, what the color of her skin has nothing to do with that snake in her toilet.
Vital details.
Might have been a racist snake.
Don't get your legless reptile ass up out my toilet.
Exactly.
A self-hating
hooded cobra.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it wasn't in a Cracker Barrel, was it? Next up, of the five animals that might show up in your toilet to terrify you is...
You pay him rent? Get your ass out of here.
I kick my own son out. Yeah. Don't think for 1 minute. Next up is
white
rats.
People only get attacked by great whites?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Wow. Wow.
Do the math.
There's another stereotype there.
Come on.
Who's the last brother that's been attacked by a shark? Every shark.
Jaws 3.
No.
Yeah, that was Mario Van Peebles.
One of those guys who spearfish, like in Jamaica, because they attract sharks.
But somehow they don't get bitten.
The blood coming out of the fish, right?
But they still don't get bitten. It's always like a white dude, man.
Yeah. Yep, you're right.
Look, man, we were in Delaware last year.
What about a white rhino, though? That only attacks black people, because that's Africa.
Yeah, it's like I've got my
law of averages.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but only on safari. You brought white people with me. I'm coming.
There's nobody black in the Black Crows.
That is misleading. Same thing with the Black Keys.
Mm-hmm.
Black Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Blackie Lawless is white.
I know.
His name's Blackie.
Find a black dude that goes by Whitey.
There's got to be one.
Whitey Bulger, right?
No, he's a white dude. I will say, if there's a black guy that goes by Whitey, he did not
come up with that nickname.
Right. Yep.
He did not come up with that himself.
Jesus.
Are you looking for a black Whitey?
You're damn right.
What?
It's gotta be a black Whitey.
And only white people eat black licorice.
That's true. I don't know any brothers that eat black licorice.
I hate black licorice. All right, next up, Annalise.
Not even liquid for
I like this.
Studio smelt a lot like licorice lately.
Yeah. Not bad.
Still just, there's no point to put her race in that.
Right.
I just read it wrong.
It did.
Oh.
I know, but the way it came out, I mean, it was just like, and a black woman found a black snake.
Well, yes, when you said it, Ted and I remember that day, Ted and I gave each other the same look, like, why does that matter?
It didn't.
But it is awesome. It's like, what is this paper doing?
Jesus.
Fake news.
Just like, come on, man.
We continue with our end-of-year spectacular. And Coats for Kids Day, please. Over the break, donate $20 if you can at KISW.com.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
It is a Coats for Kids Day here on Rock.
It is
trying to get a brand new coat on a child in need. The goal, 2,500 coats. They cost $20 a piece to make. They are made here in the United States of America. We need to get to $50,000 before the end of the show. If you can, please donate whatever you have at KISW.com. If you know your rich friends, call them up, say, hey, you want to do some good for the holiday season? I help out the kids in need.
Yeah, man. It's a good thing to do, and this is the time of the year. Hell, I just went out to smoke, and it is freaking freezing.
It's cold.
It really is, man.
Absolutely. Codes for Kids will continue to update the tally and give you a little love there with the donations. We appreciate it. In the meantime, it is our end-of-year spectacular. Mike, where are we headed now?
We're going to head back just a little while ago. We kind of already did the award of the joke that keeps on coming,
yeah.
And this is kind of in that same vein. You guys might remember a while back, we either mentioned celebrity crushes that we had that maybe not everybody has or something to that vein, but then I got a lot of grief for somebody that I found on the relatively attractive side.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden, the jokes start flying.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to give what I like to call the Halibut Award, and we're going to listen to some Anya Taylor-Joy fun.
All right. Well, let's go back in time.
Time.
All right. Here's your question. What actress starred in the show The Queen's Gambit and the movie Furiosa?
Yeah.
You like this chick?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I watched either of those. Well, no, I didn't watch either of those. I'm just going to say Kirsten Dunst, even though that's not correct.
Anya Taylor-Joy.
That is correct. Really, you think she's hot?
Hell yeah.
She's just, there's something, when I look at her face, man, there's something about her eyes where I'm like, I get the feeling she might stab me in my sleep with sex.
I know. And for whatever reason.
Like, I know. Okay.
Her eyes are captivating,
man. I don't know, man.
Captivating?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. She freaks me out.
She draws me in, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
See, she wants to do that. She wants to do that, man. I'm telling you, she's a succubus.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. I'm with thrill, man.
No?
No.
Not for you.
Like, I don't think she's ugly. It's not that. Sure. Just there's something in her eyes when I look at her. I'm just like, I feel uncomfortable.
No, man. I'm there all day. All day, baby.
Oh, I mean, they're a little spread out.
Yes, they are.
Wow. You can fit two more between them.
Unfortunately, I don't know who we're talking about.
Oh, okay. Google her. You'll understand.
More for me.
You ever seen one of them green aliens?
Are you questioning?
Green alien, Ted.
Remember Sid from My
Face? Aliens aren't green.
It's kind of weird, though, when you see those people. It's like people without eyebrows.
Yeah.
It takes you a minute to figure out what's going on. You're like, looking, you're like, oh, my God, your eyes are on the side of your head.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but Thrill's absolutely right. I don't know what it is. She looks like she would stab you.
Yeah. And I'm sure she's sweet.
Yeah, I'm sure she's a good person.
No, I'm not sure.
Oh, no. Ted's right.
There's something psychotic in her eyes. Yeah. And I'm not saying she's a psychopath. I'm saying she looks like a psychopath. Really, Mike? Yeah.
Absolutely a psycho.
Mike's the guy that jumped overboard because the mermaid called to him.
Damn straight.
Yeah. Mike, she has a tail. Don't care, bro. Those silver sparkly scales, I'm in.
Do not care.
I hear it. I'm going to it.
Yeah, that's Mike. Somebody but on the text line, someone says, I'm right there with Mike. She can bring me, quote unquote, joy.
Thank you.
And then she'll stab you in the neck, brother.
Damn right.
Jesus.
Sorry.
But tell her ham.
Man, make it salty. All right. Your question.
It's gross.
What phobia? Yes, it is. What phobia is the most common phobia?
Arachnophobia.
Got it.
Nice job. I now have Anya Taylor-Joy phobia.
No!
You don't think she looks crazy, or you think she looks crazy?
The right amount of crazy, man.
No, that's a lot of crazy.
No.
If you got a 5-gallon bucket, you can't fit 6 gallons in it.
No, I get lost
in
those eyes.
And she has done that.
I get lost in those eyes.
Dude.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's getting weird now, man.
You can chuckle, man. I don't care.
Really?
Yes. Yes. She does it for me. I don't. To be fair, I have no idea why either. But I find when I watch her in movies, just like, damn, she is pretty.
I mean, look, either. You like,
I like
who
that.
You like.
They're so far apart. Either. Either one is on each side of her head. We don't need to go to IMAX.
She's got it a lot.
Show off.
Either side of her head, yes. Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Like sleaze dad.
Philip.
Hola. Adam,
hey,
are
what's
you?
What's going on, guys?
We're doing good, man. Are you sober or not sober?
I'd say soberish.
All right, soberish. I like that. I'm going to need you to get out of your car.
Yeah.
Okay, Adam. Pick one on our men's room poll. Are you taking a primate for a pet, a parrot, an iguana, or be stuck in space?
Iguana, definitely.
Definitely.
All right.
Yep.
Mike, do you think she can get a standard pair of glasses, or would they just have to give her two monocles?
Yes!
She'd have to get the opto grab, right, in the jerk.
She kind of looks like Sid from Ice Age.
Opto grip?
It wouldn't be funny if you weren't right. Oh, man. Okay. Poor woman. All right, a multiple choice question. A hysteria, an audience, a brood, or a cackle? What is a group of hyenas called?
Cackle?
There you go. Hey, one and done.
He knows it's hyenas. Yeah. All right, before we let you go, true or false question. True or false, the largest pistachio producer in the world is the state of California.
True.
That is true.
Believe it or not, yeah, they produce 40%, and then it was
Iran,
there's, I can't remember the other country, but they make up the other, they're about 24% each. Okay. By the way, Mike, someone here described on Nutella Joy, it looks like a halibut.
Oh, come on. Oh, my God.
Hey, Joey!
Halibut does look like it rides a shorter mouse, doesn't it?
Damn. Hello, Amber. Welcome to the men's room.
Well, ugly things are tasty.
All of it, always.
Oh, yeah. Amber, are you sober or not sober?
No.
What are you doing over there, Amber?
Little rosé.
Oh, little rosé. Oh, Amber, man, you are a doll.
I don't think it's a little.
You are a doll. All right.
It is just a little, Steve, I promise.
All right, put out that 100 and let's do the poll here. All right, pick one. Are you going to have a primate for a pet, a parrot for a pet, an iguana, or be stuck in space?
Parrot.
You're taking the parrots.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Amber.
How old are you, Amber?
How dare you?
Well, I do dare. How old are you?
52.
52. All right. So if you get a parrot, man, you got to leave it to someone. Who are you leaving this parrot to?
I just got one kid. He's 17. He deserves it.
Wow.
Is that like a good thing or a bad thing when you say he deserves it? Because like he's stuck with this damn thing for like 40 years.
Sounds like he's been a little bit of trouble.
Yeah.
17 years old and just driving me crazy.
Yeah, leave his ass the parrot.
Let me ask you a question. How long have you had the parrot?
I don't have one.
Okay, there you go.
All right, here is your question. In what state would you find Fort Benning?
That's got to be Georgia.
Oh, damn.
Yep. Damn, one and done, Amber. Nice job.
All right, hang on. True or false? True or false, bubble gum is pink because it was originally targeted for girls.
I'm going to say false.
Now, it turns out bubblegum is pink because that's the only color of food coloring they had left at the time he did it.
Okay.
That's it.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 round.
I thought it was because it like looks like a tongue and it's in your mouth.
Okay, now you're just a freak. Look at that dumb tongue, girl. By the way, they're just going after poor Anna Taylor Joy now.
Oh, now I feel bad for her.
I mean, and someone's just tuning in. What girl do I need to look up that looks like a halibut?
Jesus.
Well, not necessarily saying she looks like a halibut, but when you see her, you'll understand. But it's Anya Taylor-Joy.
People. What was she famous for?
So she was in that show, The Queen's Gambit, that I never watched. I and then most recently, she was in the Mad Max movie, Furiosa.
Okay.
Which my friend told me to watch. I just haven't done it yet.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So, holy smokes, that chick from the chess show, that wasn't CGI? Hello, Rob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. Rob, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Okay.
You drinking men's room IPA?
I'm drinking some vodka. With a little bit of whatever, and I got to mix with it.
All right. I like you, Rob. You're all right. Okay, Rob, pick one. Are you taking a primate for a pet, a parrot, an iguana, or to be stuck in space?
You know what? I'm going to go with primate, but let me tell you why.
Okay.
Because I got two sisters and four brothers.
Let's come again?
I got two sisters and four brothers. I've lived with a few primates.
Ah, okay. You're already used to
it. Oh, okay. Yes. Monkey jokes.
Do you think a monkey would be funny, like, if you could talk to him? Would monkeys be funny?
Mm.
Would they be petty? Are they funny?
I don't know. I think they're indifferent.
You think so?
Yeah.
I feel like they're chatty.
There's not much difference.
I feel like a gorilla would actually be funny, like real dry humor. Like he's not moving much, but like every time he says something, you're like, that was actually pretty funny.
Probably have a British accent.
You think the gorilla?
Yep.
Yeah, Mike.
Just based on...
hello, Governor. I'm a gorilla. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you're right. Planet of the Apes, they all somehow had an English accent.
Right, like Cornelius or whatever.
What's that now?
Nothing. We're talking about Planet of the Apes, man. Most important movie ever made.
Oh, yeah. The Cornelius, yeah. That was the wife, huh?
No, that was not the wife.
Anyone tell you your wife you kind of looks like Cornelius?
He was the light-skinned brother.
Yeah. He was.
Yeah.
All right, your question.
Say that. I told you I wasn't sober.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I am, but I'm losing.
He's drinking vodka.
Vodka.
All right. Yeah. Your question. What car company takes its name from the Japanese word for the constellation Pleiades?
Mitsubishi?
Subaru.
I think, what is Mitsubishi? I used to know what that one was.
Oh, you know what's terrible about that? I'm driving a Subaru. Well, not right now. But I own one.
Okay. Mitsubishi is three diamonds.
Someone is saying on the Droy looks like a sardine pack in a can.
Oh, my God.
She's probably from Seattle or something.
I guess we're not having her on the show.
She's actually Australian.
But somebody, and then I'm totally with you, Mike. There's something about those wide eyes. I just can't look away. Yeah, she's sucking you in before
she's captivating,
kills.
Man. She's beautiful.
I agree that she's captivating, but captivating could also be like seeing a car accident where a limb flies off.
I don't compare her to a car accident.
Can I compare her?
You put her on the same level as Steve Buscemi.
Okay, how about
Danny
this?
DeVito.
Okay. She looks like a real-life version of a Picasso painting. I think that's fair. Eyes on different sides of the head. There's nothing
she
but forehead.
Slightly photoshopped. You know what? You
right.
Kind of like.
Right. You didn't quite get it right.
She looks like she'd offer you a weird beverage, too. You show up at her house. She's like, what, a Slurpee?
Glass prune juice for you.
Right. Just like, what?
Prune juice and a Fig Newton? Have you ever just drank the water out of a tuna can?
I have straws.
Here's a can of hot dog water.
Damn. Someone else has changed her name to Ostrich Taylor Joy.
Bowl of grape nuts?
Damn.
Grape nuts?
Cream of wheat?
I'm having a grape nuts party.
I'll supply the milk. Cream of wheat?
Oh, no. Is she from Seattle or Chernobyl? Oh, my God.
Probably, honestly, would offer you a Vegemite sandwich.
And then someone does chime in and say, hey, guys, Anya does show her nipples, though. Okay. So
okay.
Are they as far apart as her eyes? They're on her ribs.
That's just mean.
It
really was.
Oh, it's your crush.
I don't disagree
with
our description, but yes, it was mean.
Coach, for Kids Down the Rock, thanks, Mark, for the $100. Peggy gave $204.
All right.
Diane and Steve, with their little ditty, gave $255.
Nice.
Greg was 70, Jeff with 50, and a couple more donations. Kirsten gave us $35. Joe put in $169. Please keep those donations coming. KISW.com. We are getting closer to our goal.
That's
of 2,500 brand new coats for kids in need made right here in the United States. In the meantime, it is the end of year spectacular. Where are we headed now, Mike?
Well, we're going to go back into the vault, back to 2018 for an oldie and a goodie. It's one that everybody requests each and every year. Somebody called in and he was about to tell a very embarrassing story about his daughter, and so he tried to make it a little bit more anonymous, if you will.
Oh, anonymous.
Okay.
See how that works out. Let's go back in time.
Cool.
But when you're out in those situations.
Hola. Hola, Ed. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, hey.
Hola.
You're like
to disguise my voice.
You're like the gas
people
man.
Know me.
Oh, okay. Very.
People know me, so yes. I must tell you, I surprised my daughter one day. I came home and caught her in front of her laptop, naked. It was disgusting.
What was she doing? Was she sending naked pictures to someone?
She was sending naked pictures to her boyfriend.
Oh.
I immediately walked in and closed her laptop and started yelling.
What did you say?
You can imagine.
I love your disguised voice.
I have a daughter. I'm curious. What do you do? I've got two daughters.
You know,
I don't know if I've ever...
You just yell and try to tell them that is wrong and not right and disgusting. And I should have never seen that. Unfortunately, she was 24 years old. What could I really say?
Not much. She's an adult.
Yeah, I mean, 24. Get your own place. By the way, man, for Christmas, ask one of the kids to get you, like, I don't know, like the Darth Vader mask or something.
Did she?
This is the worst. This is my voice now, to speak to you.
Do we know you? Have we ever met you before?
Yes, you have.
We have.
I must disguise my voice. People know me.
Okay, people know you. Do they know you through us as well?
Yes, they do. They have called me right after I was on the show going, hey, I heard you.
Is this your normal go-to disguise voice, man?
No, I don't really have one. I'm trying.
Okay. When you're
I must disguise my voice.
Okay, what did your daughter say when she realized that you saw the pictures of her naked?
I didn't see pictures. I just saw her naked, and she just immediately just kind of tried to cover up. Didn't say anything.
Oh, so she was sending.
I was doing the yelling.
She was taking the pictures with the computer.
She was, I think, live.
Video,
yes.
I would think on a live video you'd hear the boyfriend's voice like, video. Is that your dad behind you?
Yes.
I closed the laptop. He heard me too yell for a second.
Who are you afraid will hear this story?
Everybody I know listens to this radio station during the men's room. Including my daughter.
Well, then she's going to know.
She knows about her.
She knows. Maybe she'll call.
Are you trying to protect her from...
I am sure I cannot be the only one who has had to go through this.
Well,
you sound like Andre the Giant. And I'm just like this.
This might be one of the greatest calls ever.
I screwed up earlier when I gave my name.
Is this your real damn name?
No.
Okay, man. I think you have a future at the CIA.
God, man, you're great. Call anytime.
I do not want anyone to know.
Hey, if anyone else wants to disguise who they are, you know, just
that
feel
was
free.
Fantastic.
That's great.
Man, oh man.
We are going to have to mark that down for the end of the year. What is the...
But he gave his real name.
Well, yeah. You know what, man? I have to admit, though, I don't remember what it is now.
I do. I'm not going to say it since he made the effort. I'll write it down for
you. Okay.
I will try to protect him, but yeah.
All right. Okay. And I'm not going to repeat it then.
But I'm like, was that your real name? No.
Hopefully no one will ever hear this on the repeated program every year at end of show spectacular.
Do you think his buddies text him like, oh,
instantly.
Yeah,
they just played it again with your daughter.
They just played it again.
Jesus.
He just wanted one and done. Now it's every year.
Still a horrible story.
It is.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah.
We continue with our end-of-year spectacular on a Coats for Kids Day. Please donate now, KISW.com.